إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wealth. One of the effects of which is that we have servants. We have people who serve us, people who make our lives more convenient, and people whose absence we feel. One day, if the servant doesn't come, then we feel the absence of that person. Now, whether these are full-time servants, as many of us have, they live in our houses, or even if they don't live with us, they spend their whole day in our house, and then they go in the night to their own houses. Or whether they are part-time, who might be working for a shift or so, drivers and so on and so on. So these are, no doubt, having these people in our lives is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our lives are more convenient, we don't have to do all the drudgery that we otherwise would have had to do. But along with this comes a responsibility. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, when the cook brings your food, give a couple of handfuls of this food to the cook, because the cook has endured the heat of the fire to cook this food for you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, give him something else to eat. He said, give him from that food. So first responsibility of that we have on those, with respect to those who work for us, is to feed them what we eat. Not feed them something else. Feed them what we eat. Because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very clear. He said, give him from what he brought to you. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once went to Makkah during his khilafah, and he was invited for a meal at the home of one of the ru'asa, one of the nobility of the Quraysh. And when they sat down for the meal, the servants brought the food. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told the servant, sit down here with us. So the person whose house it was, he said to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he will eat. He will eat the same food, don't worry. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, no. He said, if he does not sit here, I will not eat. Yeah? He said, if he does not sit here with me, I will not eat. Now this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in my experience in life, I have seen it happening only in two places. One is in the home of Umar bin Ghazal in Jeddah, and the other one is in the home of Imtiaz Tumbi here. Wallah alam, maybe it happens in other places, but only two places where the cook, the servant, actually sits on the table with the owner of the house, with the employee, and eats. So not just eating the same food in the kitchen, in the house, there. And over by his place, Saad was the one who was actually bringing the food from inside and serving. So the son is serving the driver. And I've seen it with my own, alhamdulillah. So my point is that this is a responsibility. Feed them what you eat. Clothe them what you wear. Make sure that they are as comfortable as you are. And even more important is to be responsible for their spiritual welfare. If they are Muslim, then it is our responsibility to make sure that they have time to pray, that they go to the masjid, they have time for salah. And I'm saying especially because we are now coming into Ramadan, and in Ramadan, the people who suffer the most are our Muslim cooks and servants. You are sitting and making great dua at the time of iftar, and your cook is making this great spread of iftar and cooking this bhajya and doing this samosa and doing Allah knows what, and that woman or that man, whoever is cooking, is also Muslim. He is also fasting, but he has no time to make dua at the time of iftar because he is busy making your food. Now this happens in far too many homes because we are, our whole focus on Ramadan. Ramadan is supposed to be for fasting, or our whole focus on Ramadan is on eating, not on fasting. People think that you lose weight. You don't. You actually put on weight because you eat all stuff which you normally don't eat. So special cooking, this, this, this. But please understand, that servant of yours is a Muslim. That servant has as much a right to the ibadat of his Rabb as you have. And if you have not provided that response, that opportunity, and if you have not given them that time, then you are answerable to Allah. It's as simple as that. You are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So make sure you don't do this. Make sure you relieve them and give them time and let them go and take care of their ibadat. Similarly, I see this happening with drivers. I've even seen instances where the driver comes for salah, then when I turn, he is gone. I say, where did he go? Did he not join salah? No, chala gaya. Where did he go? Because whoever is the lord and lady of the house tells him, no, you come. I have to go. You pray somewhere. Where will you pray? What is that somewhere? Now you are going God knows where. Allah knows best whether you will even reach where, the time for salah and so on and so forth. You cannot wait to, it's not that when the driver is praying here in this masjid, it's not as if I am reciting Suratul Baqarah in the first ayat and Suratul Ali Imran in the second ayat. How long does the salah take? 5 minutes? But that 5 minutes, you are in such a tearing urgency that you do not even give your driver that 5 minutes to finish his salah. Remember, you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla. Simple as that. Because there is no great emergency that you are going for. The world is not going to collapse if you don't reach there. You can, maybe you go out and you get stuck in a traffic jam for the next 1 hour. Please understand, their spiritual responsibility, their spiritual welfare is your responsibility. To make sure that I'm not saying beat them or force them to pray, no. But to tell them that they should pray, number one. And number two, to give them the opportunity that they should pray. Make sure that they also know at least enough masail, that they do wudu properly, that they do ghusl properly, if they need the taharat. All of this is our responsibility to teach them. So learn that and teach them. Third point is, if the servants are non-Muslim, and I always tell people, especially Muslims, employ Muslims. We have enough poor Muslims in this world who need employment. Why must you employ a non-Muslim? For what? It's not haram. By all means, do that. But if you are employing a non-Muslim, then to present Islam to that non-Muslim is your responsibility. It's a tragedy. The person works for us their whole life and then they go home and die on whichever religion they are dying. What is the benefit of working for us? Just get a salary and go home. So please be very, very clear. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us wealth. Therefore, we have servants. But there is a responsibility, a very clear responsibility. And I am referring to people in the house. Same thing applies to our employees in the workplace and so on and so forth. Those of us who have shops and factories and so on, to provide a place for worship for them, have a musalla in the place, to give them time off to go and pray. People are running schools. Muslim schools do not give time for students to pray Zohar and Asar, at least in the school. They have no place and there is no time is not given. The intervals are put in a way where the child cannot pray Zohar or Asar. This is an absolute crazy situation. I mean, how will you answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because of your structuring of time, those children, those teachers, those staff who are working for you in the school, they cannot pray because there is no time. You are willing to answer to Allah for that? And then you say Muslim managed school. What is the good of the Muslim management school? So please, understand this. Responsibility, wealth comes with responsibility. Authority comes with responsibility. And the responsibility is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we will have to answer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.